Have you ever said to yourself,
I wish I could report meaningless and obvious news to millions of people who want to see me get hit with a falling tree?
Then you need to enroll in the Hurricane Reporter School. At the Hurricane Reporter School, you'll learn how to stand on a beach with a Category 5 storm approaching and say things like,
the wind is incredible out here.
And,
wow, the sand is stinging my face.
And,
the water is up to the third floor. Oh my God, we're all gonna die.
The Hurricane Reporter School employs teachers who've been there, so you get the best training.
I was in Hurricane Zach in 02, and I stood next to a wobbling stop sign in 120 mile per hour winds and got my face slapped by that stop sign a number of times. I still cannot add two and two.
The Hurricane Reporter School. Classes that begin today can have you standing on the leeward side of a Holiday Inn begging for mercy from the gods next week.
The Hurricane Reporter School is not affiliated with the alcoholic beverage of the same name.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Morning. Did you sleep?
Still sleeping.
Morning, sleepy poo. You want pancakes?
Why?
Why?
Because I'm making pancakes.
Pancake surprise.
Mmm, pancakes.
It's also
national.
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 Pancake day.
Pancakes, pancake, pancake.
National.
Pancake, pancake.
Pancakes, got it.
Pancakes for everyone.
Let's start the show.
I want pancakes.
Got any syrup?
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. And you enable it one time. That's it. Every time after that, you just ask. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just waddle on up to your Alexa and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. Or you can just search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Just go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link right there. It's really easy. And by the way, we're also on the Facebook Live. You can watch our show segments at the Mike Show VA. Now, each one of those show segments is from the live show that we do. It's supposed to be from 8 to 11 weekday mornings, so we're running a little bit behind with just a few minor technical difficulties this morning. So we're running a little bit behind, but we will take all the live show segments that are on Radio 434, and we will repack them into a full-length podcast that you can get around noon or so in Purple Patootie. You can go back and listen to them. You can watch them on Facebook Live, you know, from the dawn of time, from the beginning we started doing this show. So it's all there. What more could we do for you? All right, coming up on today's program, Kayla is going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She is bringing a guest. It's Tracy from Brook Hill Farm. We're going to talk to them. Also, in addition, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got the good news story. It's also National Pancake Day. There are a whole bunch of things that different places are doing to celebrate National Pancake Day. Whether it be Holiday Inn Express or whether it be IHOP, or you know, we'll tell you about some of the best deals that are out there. Plus, our top list, top reasons everyone loves pancakes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by IHOP. No, just kidding. It's brought to you by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
New from Wes Craven, the producer of The Last House on the Left, comes the exciting sequel, An Ordinary Family, is about to embark on a terrifying quest.
Are we there yet?
We are making the turn now.
To find a restaurant that serves breakfast after 10:30.
Kitchen's closed until dinner. Just got cold stuff and desserts.
Rogue Pictures presents The Last House of Pancakes on the Left.
Yep, it's closed.
Oh my God!
Coming to theaters everywhere.
The Mike Show. Hi. All right, so it is National Pancake Day. Quite frankly, and I like pancakes. I prefer waffles. I said on National Pancake Day, I prefer waffles. Sorry. Anyway. There's all kind, at least one of them. There's all kinds of different National Pancake Days now. Here, IHOP observes one around Mardi Gras each year, but there's randomly another one today on September 26th. A poll for it just found that 7% of Americans don't like pancakes. I like them, but I prefer waffles. 2% passionately hate pancakes. How can you hate pancakes? I mean, they're just, they're yummy. They're good. I like pancakes. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, anyway, the most popular types are buttermilk, blueberry, and chocolate chip. No real deals to speak of this time. I'm sorry. I teased you. There's two things. I didn't lie. Holiday Inn Express is offering one very random product for it. They teamed up with the clothing brand Mr. Eatwell for a line of pancake suits. It's a hoodie and sweats combo with a built-in pancake warming pouch. So you want to wear your pancake and just wear it and stick your pancake in your warming pouch. If you love pancakes so much, you want to carry them around in your pockets, they're $100. MrEatwell.com. All right. Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah. Our top list. With National Pancake Day. Happy National Pancake Day, everybody. 93% of us love them. It's the Tom Hanks of breakfast. At risk of offending the 7% of people who aren't human, we present today's list, our top list today. Top reasons everyone except you loves pancakes. All right, here we go. Number one. If there's an international house of toast, is there? I don't think so, Bucky. Top reasons everyone loves pancakes. You can enjoy pancakes with syrup, powdered sugar, fruit, even your cat. Even cat. Mr. Trump. Top reasons everyone loves pancakes. Pancake is one of those things you say that always makes you smile, like tiddlywinks or fiddle faddle or OJ's dead. Top reasons everyone loves pancakes. You can use leftover pancakes as pasties, assuming you have giant nipples. Sorry. Top reasons everyone loves pancakes. God. Finishing off a giant stack of pancakes drenched in butter and syrup makes a statement. And that statement is, I should use a mobility scooter. Top reasons everyone loves pancakes. Pancakes are the only thing in Denny's that's stickier than the tables. Top reasons everyone loves pancakes. All you need to make a pancake is a pan, batter, and an ambivalence towards heart disease. Top reasons everyone loves a pancake. In a world where so many lack conviction, pancake lovers never waffle. Thank you. The Mike Show is so dumb. All right, coming up, we have news and not headline news. We're going to share that with you. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The U.S. Capitol got a statue of Johnny Cash. It looks so much like a real-life guitarist, Perry Farrell punched it. Vanna White says she's not necessary for Wheel of Fortune. Oh no, they've already replaced Pat Sajak with a robot. Now her? Some people are saying they'll no longer be listening to P. Diddy's music. And some people who have good taste in music were saying that 15 years ago. And according to a new survey, the thing people regret most on their deathbeds is not spending enough time with the people they love. The second biggest regret, spending 3 hours watching Kevin Costner's Horizon. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Man, oh man. There's a shot of the river. And yeah, it's running pretty high and fast. Hurricane is a coming. Man, oh man. We got a lot going on this weekend, so hopefully it veers way off to the left. Just veer way off to the left and don't impact our events this weekend. That would be great if everybody can just think happy thoughts and make sure that happens. Jesus, you plan outdoor events, and this is you got a 50-50 chance. What are you gonna do, right? Not spend as much on your band, maybe. Anyway, hi. The Mike Show. So, talking about spending, we all know how ridiculous the portion sizes are in a lot of restaurants. But let's be honest, at a lot of places, the focus is quantity over quality. Well, according to a new report, portion sizes in the U.S. shot up in the 1980s and never came down. But there's a good chance that will change soon, and there are several reasons why. And I don't know how you feel about this, but quite frankly, yes, there are some places that pile it on. There are other places. One of my former favorite restaurants, they just arbitrarily started cutting the portion sizes, but the prices went up, and I went, okay, wait a minute. You know, when I used to get this particular order that was my favorite dish, it was huge. I could eat and then take a good bit of it home and have that for lunch. And now, not the case. So anyway, restaurants are dealing with rising food costs, and there's also a lot of food waste. So a recent study found that as much as 40% of the food that's served at restaurants never gets eaten. There are also people talking about GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss drugs, and those folks that are eating less, and trends where people are using technology to monitor their portion sizes and control their calorie intake. So finally, there's something called the so-called snackification, which is gaining popularity amongst young people. That's where traditional meals are replaced with snacks and smaller platters of food that take the place of meals. Okay, fine. But there's one thing that will determine if this will work. Are people going to get the same value, or is this yet another squeeze? All right. According to the 2024 National Restaurant Association report, more than 75% of customers say they want smaller portions for less money. And I would agree with that. Don't increase the price and decrease the portion. So if you're going to shrink the portion sizes and try and get away with serving less of the same food, there's going to be a backlash. I can guarantee. I would never go back to that restaurant. I'm not going to say which one it was, but I would never go back. Let's see. What are these? These are dating trends. And it's according to a new poll by Plenty O' Fish. Not to be confused with Plenty O' Flesh. It's one of the top dating trends to expect next year. And it is one of these five. Sticking. We'll do it from the bottom up because that's the way I like to do it. Sticking.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Pursuing someone after looking past an initial ick or something superficial you don't like. 36% of people have, and it's sticking with an I-C-K, it's big letters. 36% of people have done it. Being smutton. When you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life, 33% have done it, 40% of women, 20% of men. When you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life. Grim keeping. Bonding with someone over your darker side. Or your shared dislikes. 28% have bonded over mutual hatred before. Freak matching. Uh-oh. Connecting with someone over shared quirks or general weirdness. Okay. 39% have experienced that. And number one, yap trapping. When someone just talks about themselves on a date, doesn't ask any questions. 49% of singles have dated a yap trapper before. Their top trends from Plenty of Fish a year ago included Riz-colored glasses, cannonballing, and PMI, or premature intimacy. I think that's just called hooking up. I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, the Mike Show, what is today? Today's Thursday. Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Words, contrary to popular belief, sitting straight is bad for your back as it puts pressure on the spine. The position with the least pressure was found to be leaning 135 degrees backwards. Number two, when martinis were first developed in the 1920s, the ratio of gin to vermouth was 2-1. The amount of vermouth kept dropping, and now the ratio is 6-1 or less. A dry martini is made with little to no vermouth. And, by the way, I prefer, I can't drink gin. I become a total dick on gin. Vodka martinis are the way to go. You got to use Tito's. Number three. More than 19,000 people have been relocated with the U.S. Federal Witness Protection Program, and not a single one of them has been tracked down by the criminals they were hiding from. Not one, regardless of what the movies tell you. Number four. You could fit 63 Earths inside Uranus.
In the buttocks, huh?
No, the planet. And then number five, only two football players have ever won a triple, or ever worn, rather, a triple-digit number. Here, let's get some music playing in here. Let's click that and click the other thing, and then the other thing. All right, take two. Only two football players have ever worn a triple-digit number. A kicker at the University of Kansas named Bill Bell wore number 100 in 1969 to honor the 100th anniversary of college football. And a kicker at West by God Virginia University named Chuck Kinder, or Kinder, wore 100 in 1963 for the state's centennial. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is this? The Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Kayla, how's your hurricane?
All good so far.
So far, so good?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we moved into this new studio, and here have you seen the new studio yet, Kayla? I think Kayla locked up. Kayla, have you seen the new studio yet?
Your new studio? No, I haven't.
All right, here, let me share this with you. Here's the new studio.
Nice.
Now look at that. Yeah. Look at that. It's all swanky. You got to see my belly too. All right, here we go. So this is the guest cam, and we've got a view. We're on the top floor of our building. We have a river view, and that river is running really, really fast right at the moment. But we also discovered that right over here, maybe I can pan up. Yeah, let me pan up. Okay, so right over there is the hatch to the roof, and we have a little leak coming in. So we've got the bucket brigade in our brand new studio, and I've been dealing with that for a little bit this morning. So so that's why I asked, how's your hurricane?
Well, hopefully it gets better for you.
Yeah, I hope so, and hopefully it tracks further off, and we don't get impacted quite the way that we're fearing, because we got a lot of events and things going on this weekend. But anyway, I digress. This is your segment, not mine. Kayla joins us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and we are so happy for that partnership. Kayla, who is your guest?
So today we have Tracy, who's the assistant director of Brookhill Farm, joining us. She's going to tell us a little bit about what they do and their upcoming gala.
All right. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Taking some time. We apologize. We're running a little bit late this morning. So, Tracy, tell us about Brookhill Farm.
Well, first of all, Mike, thanks for having me on the show this morning. I really appreciate it. So Brookhill Farm is a horse rescue therapeutic riding center that focuses on working with clients with mental health and physical disabilities, working with horses. Yeah, so it's really great. No, and we have put weights in the horses to help them not blow away, right?
Yeah, that well, I think they weigh enough, but that's might be a good idea. I'm not 100% sure, but this is wonderful. So tell us about some of the programs and some of the milestones that you guys have achieved.
So one of our big programs is our Schooling with Horses program, where we actually run a school on site for at-risk teenagers. And these are teenagers from low-income families. Most of our families are 85% below the poverty line. And they so they come to school here during the day. They do an online program. They have a teacher in the class. They're they're dealing with mental health disorders such as anxiety and depression, and are just really struggling being in mainstream school. So they come here and do school, and then they work with the horses in the afternoon for equine therapy.
Well, this all sounds wonderful.
Right. I will say one of the benefit to that program is right now we have 100% graduation rate with that program.
That is tremendous.
Yeah.
That alone is tremendous, right. Especially with kids that are dealing with some issues and dealing with so much. I know what it's like to struggle either with a learning disability or just anxiety alone. And,
right.
And to see that they have a 100% graduation rate. And also, just the amount of participation that you guys have is tremendous.
Yeah. We're actually working with some of the social service departments on a truancy program to try to help kids who are truant from school to come to school. You know, I mean, you got to be there to like get your education, right?
Sure.
So we have one kid that's in that program, and she actually likes coming to school. Who knew?
Nice. Well, how long have you guys been in existence?
So we've been here. We started actually in 2001 as a horse rescue was kind of our first part of our mission. And, you know, horses are large animals, so they take a lot of work and need some hard labor there. So we brought some kids in, and we found that working with the horses and holding them accountable and saying, you know, you want to work with the horses and you have to have good grades. You have to attend school. You have to stay out of trouble. You know, just holding them accountable in those little few areas really kind of motivated them to be more successful.
So, yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And it's a good motivator.
Right.
How many horses have you saved?
So we've done about, over our time period, we've done about 550 some horses that have come through the program. We
Wow.
like to think of it as sort of like a throughput. So horses come in and they, you know, they might be malnourished. They might have an injury. We work with a local vet and we have a rehabilitation program for them. And then once they're rehabilitated, we might work them into a program, but if that's not their thing, then we're going to look for an adoptive home.
Gotcha.
So we have about 500 and some horses out in the community.
Well, that's wonderful. So you have an event coming up. It is the gala.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So our gala is at Cedar Oaks Farm. It's October 8th. It's from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. The really nice thing about this program or this gala that we have is that the community comes together to support it. So we don't spend any money on the gala. Cedar Oaks Farm donates the venue.
Wow.
Food vendors such as La Coretta, Fleming Mountain Grill, Graziano's, they donate food to the gala. So all the money that comes in from ticket sales, sponsorships, your silent auction bid goes right into scholarships, right back into our programs.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Tickets are available. You can get them now.
Yeah.
If you visit your website,
yep.
It's brookhillfarm.org. And then you just click on that and there's a QR code as well. And
yep.
we'll link that up.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. 75 bucks. All the proceeds go towards the scholarships.
Yeah.
How many kids, and you may have said this and I may have missed it, but how many kids, over the course of a year or so do you serve?
So we probably have about 200 kids during the course of a year that we serve.
Wow.
And we do serve some adults too. We have a traditional therapeutic riding program that works with adults also. So we have several varieties of programs out here to benefit the community.
Nice. Well, Tracy, that all sounds wonderful. And we encourage everybody to visit your website. Check it out. It's Brookhill Farm Gala coming up on October the 8th. Cedar Oaks Farm is just a tremendous venue. We were just out there for the Bedford Chamber Gala. And one thing I wanted to mention, and I don't know if this is all, you know, all year round, but you know those spotted lantern flies?
Right.
We've all been plagued with. There were none. There were zero.
Really?
Cedar Oaks Farm.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to find a secret.
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe it was just that day. Maybe Kayla, put up some nice positive vibes and all the spotted lanternflies went, we're not going to mess with that. But there were none there. So if you want to get to a non-spotted lanternfly location, then you need to buy your ticket to the Brook Hill Farm Gala.
That's right.
And you won't be plagued with them. As I know. I might be wrong. Who knows?
Well, hey, I'm hoping so, because I feel like I'm just stepping on them all day long.
thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. We'll link your information up on the broadcast.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Absolutely. Kayla, from your Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, what's going on?
We just wrapped up. You just mentioned our gala that we had a couple weeks ago. So we're just wrapping that up, but getting geared up for our next event, which is actually next Wednesday and Thursday. We have our CTE Expo. It's our career and technical education event for seventh graders in the county. So over the course of those 2 days, we'll bring in all of the seventh graders in Bedford County, and they'll get an opportunity to see Susie Gibson and look at the different pathways and education opportunities that they have when they're older. I think it's 10th or 11th and 12th grade that they can take the pathways through Susie Gibson. But doing it with seventh graders, we really give them the opportunity to see just different opportunities that they have in the school system. And we partner up each of those instructors with a business to kind of show kids, you know, if you want to work at Coleman Adams Construction when you graduate high school, you can take this building construction pathway. While you're in high school, you'll graduate with your certificate. You can go straight to work at Coleman Adams or wherever you choose. So it's really an introductory event. The purpose of seventh graders, it's very, very intentional that we do it with seventh graders in particular. But it's a really great event, and we do have some more space available if there are any businesses out there who would like to, you know, get in front of the next generation of the workforce and try and plant a positive seed in their minds. We would love to have you come out. You can just reach out to us and we'll give you the details.
All right. You can visit Bedford Area Chamber .com for more information. You can also contact Kayla. She will be more than happy to point you in the right direction and get you signed up. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're bringing this back. We did it for the first time last year. It was the first time in about 5 years. So this is the second year. We work with the JROTC cadets, and they do a fantastic job every year. So it's a really great event and a good way to kind of tie in the schools and the students with our business community.
Absolutely. And you know, this is a challenging time to find good qualified workers, but it's also, you know, this is also kind of a pivotal time for kids. I remember, you know, just as early as 20 years ago, you know, college, more college, bigger degrees, got to be a doctorate, you know, and, you know, that was kind of the path that parents set, you know, for their kids, at least a lot of parents, my parents. And back around seventh grade, when my dad asked me, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do for a living? And I said, I want to be in radio. And he went, what? And my dad was an accountant. My dad worked for the Treasury Department of the U.S. government. He was ex-military. My mom was an accountant. My brother was an accountant. My other brother was a lawyer. And I wanted to be in radio. Wah, wah. So according to them. But, you know, it was always, you know, kind of the focus, more college. And now the trades are such an incredible option. And there are so many different opportunities for kids. College is great. Please do that. Mm-hmm. But you can also make an incredible living in the trades. There's so many different opportunities out there. So I'm really, really happy that you guys are sharing this information and connecting businesses with the kids.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we try and, you know, get that message across too. We're not telling kids, we're not encouraging them to not go to college. We just want them to see that there are other options out there. And like everything that you're saying, you know, I might be a couple years or so younger than you, but even when I was growing up, it was like college is kind of the only option. And having just graduated college in the last, 5 years or so, it's that narrative is still kind of around a little bit. But like you're saying, the trades are a fantastic opportunity for any businesses that are listening. I know that right now is a very tough time, and you probably don't have the extra staff or the extra time in your schedule to really want to carve something like this out. But just think of it as shaping the next generation of your employees. They'll be your age to be employees in just a few years. So you're really at a pivotal moment in their lives to kind of shape them, but also shape the workforce in the next 5 to 10 years.
I know we're running a little bit long, but I wanted to mention we attended an event at my youngest daughter's school. And this was an event where they were all getting these terrific kids awards. And they were being recognized for, for what they did in the classroom. And I'm sitting there thinking, 20 years ago was not that long for me. Mm-hmm. And now 20 years from now, these kids that are, kindergarten through fifth grade, they're going to be in the workforce. They're going to be the people that are doing the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it was a great thing for them to be getting these awards. Some of them have never been praised or recognized in that way, and this is the first time that they've had that opportunity. But man, oh man, I was just thinking, 20 years is not that long of a period of time, but in 20 years, these kids are going to be running things. Mm-hmm. It boggles my mind. So when you're thinking, business owners and business managers, when you're thinking about the next generation of employees, it's going to go like that. And you can reach them now and really, set them on a different path, maybe, or set them on the right path, and choose your business as an opportunity. Well, Kayla, I've gone on and on and on. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate the partnership. Thank you again, folks. Visit BedfordAreaChamber.com. If you'd like to expand your circle, if you'd like to expand your network, it's a great way to do it. If that's your goal this year, and you're maybe falling a little bit behind, I think they can get you on track. So visit the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce and contact Kayla, and she'll get you hooked up. All right. I will see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. People jumped on the Ozempic train, maybe without realizing all the repercussions. There are new stories about pharmacies running out of the forever drug, and it costs $900 more here in the U.S., but only $59 to $92 in Europe. Maybe that's why they changed their jingle.
Ozempic, you fool. Upon you, Ozempic, you tools, our way of saying screw you.
Maybe. Well, Hey, a new study breaks down all of the jobs that are going to be most affected by AI. I know. Artificial intelligence. Listen to this. Even Billy Joel's out of a job with Alexa singing her version of We Didn't Start the Fire.
Here's something that sounds unnerving. A new study out today predicting almost half of all global jobs could be affected by artificial intelligence.
Public safety, telecoms, suddenly out of job. CNC tool programmers. We have taken all the hammers. Security guards on patrol, replaced by bots without a soul. Machinists and scientists. You're all gonna cease to exist. AI is for hire. Not a job's left open. Tech keeps on rolling. AI is for hire. And it's never stopping. Pink slips are dropping.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right, let's go to viral videos. This idiot, a guy on Instagram, took a fan's advice and gave himself a tattoo on a roller coaster.
Give yourself a tattoo on a roller coaster.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
You didn't finish it. We gotta go again.
Bro, I can't do that.
Oh my gosh.
I love it, bro.
When did you do that?
On the roller coaster, just like 5 minutes ago.
It actually turned out pretty good. All right, so there's a video of two JetBlue passengers arguing about a stolen charger. It's all over social media. It happened more than a year ago, but the guy it belonged to just posted the footage. He claims their flight got delayed, and the pilot let everyone go back to the terminal for a while. So he left it unplugged in his seat. So here, let's listen to this.
Excuse me, did you take my charger?
Yeah, why
would you take my charger?
Because we got off the flight.
Yeah, but that's my charger. Why would you take it?
You're going to get it back. Give me one
but why would you take it, though, without permission?
Give me one second.
Yeah, but don't steal things.
Is it stealing?
Yes, that is stealing. Absolutely.
Is it stealing?
Absolutely. Yes, it's stealing. You're giving it back because I caught you and everybody else saw you. That's why. Everybody else said you took it. What, you can't afford a charger?
All right, now she claims the charger wasn't plugged in, and she found it on the ground after they were told to take everything with them. She says she even tried to give it to a flight attendant, but they wouldn't take it. She gave it back, by the way. Let's see. Save that for stupid criminals. Save that as well. All right. So, bed sheet debate. Do you prefer a tuck or a no-tuck? A poll found 46% of us do like the top sheet tucked in at the bottom, while 23% prefer no-tuck. Everybody else said they don't care. They don't use the top sheet. So, personally, I don't want... Now, the bottom is fine. You can tuck the bottom. That's just fine. But I don't want anywhere up the sides, because then that's just ridiculous. You can't move around if the sides are tucked.
Could you do me a favor? Could you not tuck the blankets in? Because I can't sleep all tucked in.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. I like to just be able to take the blankets and swish them and swirl them. You know what I mean? You know, I don't like them all tucked.
Yes, it's too tight to sleep in.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yes, it's too tight. Him too?
Jerry, you want your blankets tucked in?
I don't know. Whatever they do.
Yes?
Tuck in.
All right, so that's one tuck and one no tuck.
All right. There are two multi-million-dollar abandoned mansions in the Hollywood Hills that are now completely covered in graffiti. They've been taken over by squatters. One of the mansions had no graffiti last Friday. By Monday, it was covered. So when the Fox affiliate needed a soundbite, they found local resident Richard Franklin. Richard. Who almost seems like he was provided by Hollywood casting. Here, listen.
This is a sign of utter decline of a country, city by city by city. It's everywhere. We accept the unacceptable. And if you accept the unacceptable, mankind can get used to anything. We'll be used to this. Nobody's going to stop it. Nobody cares. If you think they care, you're wrong.
Richard, wow. Check out the big brain on Richard. Both of the empty mansions are owned by John Powers Middleton, whose father owns the Philadelphia Phillies. So, I was thinking, he, Richard Franklin, could possibly be maybe the next James Bond?
Where's 007?
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
This is a sign of utter decline of a country, city by city by city. It's everywhere. We accept the unacceptable. And if you accept the unacceptable, mankind can get used to anything. We'll be used to this. Nobody's going to stop it. Nobody cares. If you think they care, you're wrong.
All right. So, okay. No, not the next James Bond. Maybe a Bond villain. He did. He sounded like a Bond villain. Let's do it again. Play it again.
Where's 007?
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
This is a sign of utter decline of a country, city by city by city. It's everywhere. We accept the unacceptable. And if you accept the unacceptable, mankind can get used to anything. We'll be used to this. Nobody's going to stop it. Nobody cares. If you think they care, you're wrong.
Wow. Okay, when you think about it that way, he does. He sounds like a Bond villain. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to stop it. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. What is this? Okay, how about this? Should you laugh when somebody falls? Here's comedian Dan Cummins to talk about it.
I have had a good day. I saw somebody slip and fall so hard. I felt like I owed him money. Like, whenever I see somebody fall, my first instinct is definitely to laugh. There's some rules when it comes to, like, falling and laughing. Like, you see somebody fall down a flight of stairs and then get up, laugh. You see somebody fall off a building and then not get up, don't laugh. You don't want to be that guy. You see somebody fall off a building and then get up like it never happened, really don't laugh. You do not want to piss off Chuck Norris.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get stupid. With your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got a good news story for you as well. We'll share that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. Fast food employees might worry about artificial intelligence taking their jobs, and now they have another thing to worry about: AI stalking them. Yeah. A 27-year-old male business management student in the UK, there he is, was accused of stalking and harassing a female McDonald's employee. The man first bumped into the woman when he was at the McDonald's while working as a delivery driver. He thought she might be interested. They exchanged social media handles and he hit her up later, but she ignored his messages and eventually blocked him. Then he showed up at the McDonald's later to order a milkshake for himself and looked for her, but that was interpreted as harassment. The woman also claims the man once followed her in his car, but he denies that. In court, he was asked if he thought he crossed the line, and he said no. He didn't think he had done anything to apologize for. But the prosecutor pointed out that he did apologize. In one of his social media messages, before she blocked him, he said, quote, "I understand that my messages might make you feel uncomfortable," before he asked to meet up. But the man said those weren't his words. Huh? They weren't? Okay. He was just desperate to go on a date, wasn't sure why the woman wasn't responding to his messages, so he asked ChatGPT what he should do. Yeah. ChatGPT said he should message again with that message. Well, that didn't help his case. He was found guilty of stalking and will be sentenced next month. Let's see. What else? We had a couple other ones here. Okay. Oh, man. A guy in Florida was shot and killed after a dispute over a jukebox song at a Mexican restaurant. Here is one of the witnesses breaking down what had happened.
One of them played a song and the Rocola, you know, the machine Rocola. And the other guy kind of was pissed off and saw the guy and say, "Hey, you know, you're not Mexican, you're not real Mexican because you're playing that music," you know. Pulled his weapon and started shooting to the other guy.
Good Lord. The man that did the shooting still has not been found. Sadly, the not Mexican song is not mentioned in the story. We don't know what it was. And then there's this. The federal government, take two, was mostly responsible after a snowmobiler in Massachusetts crashed into a Black Hawk helicopter that was parked on a snowmobile trail. The guy nearly died. The crash happened at night back in 2019 when the driver was speeding and wearing tinted goggles. But a judge ruled that the feds were 60% responsible. They owe the guy $3.3 million. Here's witness Peyton Shippey talking about the accident.
I still can't get the sound out of my head of him hitting that. I mean, I didn't see it fully. I was looking down at my phone, but when I heard the sound, I knew that something happened. When we first tried to talk to him, he was kind of foaming at the mouth a little bit, couldn't get his words out. And finally, we got him to talk fully, and he didn't leave the ground. His arm was pinned up.
Good Lord. A gunman is accused of hijacking a Metro bus in Los Angeles yesterday, leading police on an hour-long chase before the bus was stopped. Here's Deputy Chief Donald Graham praising the bus driver during the hijacking.
This operator continued to operate the bus in as safe a manner as he could under the circumstances, with the police trailing him for an hour before the spike strips finally took effect.
All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A longtime waitress in Iowa named Bonnie Barnett passed away last year at the age of 80. She left, get this, $1.3 million to various organizations in her town. Friends say she often worked two jobs, saved every penny, loved her community. Here are reps from two groups that received money from her, Jesse Ulrich from the Iowa Central Community College and Rita Schmidt from the Fort Dodge Public Library.
astonished. Really, we were just blessed to be able to receive this gift. And Bonnie was well known in our community. And I remember Bonnie from, you know, working as the cash register at the grocery store, and just a very sweet person.
We had gotten some books in, and we looked at them and said, oh, if Bonnie were still alive, these would have been the types of things she'd have checked out, and we'd have been calling her and say, hey, Bonnie, we've got this book in for you.
No, that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?